Hi, Giant Builders. Life is just really hard, and there's so many traumas that come before us. But you can always be sure that you have a Holy Father who's there to help you through and to put people in your life to help you. And our next guest is one of those people who God put in front of us to help us. So let's meet Shantae.
Building spirituality, family, health, and business. This is the Giant Builders with Lois Wyant.
All right, Giant Builders, we're getting ready to meet Shantae. But I want to remind you that we have a new section on our website, thegiantbuilders.com, and there's a sponsor page and a media page, in which case I would love to invite you to go and visit those, because if you support our sponsors, you're supporting us. And because our guests have had such amazing books that they've written, and I know that they will help you grow in God and just grow in yourself. All right, let's get started with Shantae. Hey, Giant Builders, I want to introduce you to this lovely lady. This is Shantae Dent. Hi, Shantae, how are you?
Hi, Lois. I am doing incredibly well. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. As I shared with you, we're getting ready to move, and I'm really excited to get closer to grandchildren. So, my God is just opening doors up. And just amazing. It just is amazing. So, tell our listeners a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, I am the youngest of three, and that might tell you a little bit about me in and of itself.
You're the baby.
Personality-wise, I'm the baby. I am an adventurous soul. I love life. I have experienced traumatic events, but what brings my heart joy is I did not allow those traumatic events to define me. And I often say when I'm talking to someone or just reflecting on life, or any unfortunate circumstance, I'm so thankful that those people or that situation didn't control my destiny. So I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and I am a lover of life.
So, give us some tips on what do you do or how do you handle those really tough situations in life?
Yes, wonderful question, because the way I've handled tough situations in life has become my life's model. It filters through my line of work as well. When I knew the weight of my pain, I realized I didn't like the way it felt. And that was my eye-opening experience, because initially I did not want to address, acknowledge, or even deal with the unfortunate circumstances of trauma, sexual trauma. And I knew that if I suppressed, my mom, she said, if you suppress, it's not going to turn out well. So it was first just deciding, I don't like the way it feels. And I didn't have this clear roadmap of exactly what to do or how everything would transpire, but I did take a step. And the first step as a believer was, okay, I just want to talk to my Heavenly Father. And there are a lot of things that I don't understand, but I know that at the end of the day, he's on my side, I'm on his side, and we're going to get through this together, and he'll give me strength. And so I slowly began to open up for help and support. And particularly, it was rape crisis counselor, therapists, family, church leaders, and just people in my inner circle that would support me no matter what. They were patient with me. And it was a place where, I had to surrender. It's just me surrendering my heart, surrendering everything that I envisioned, at least in terms of how I envisioned everything unfolding. But that really was, that's the gist of, how I navigated through. And in terms of the model that I embrace wholeheartedly to this day, is how can I heal emotionally, love earnestly, and live freely from this situation? And I'm confident, like to this day, when I insert that question and that mindset in various situations, when I intentionally walk through that process, all is well. It looks different every time, but I'm like, hey, it worked the first time. So I imagine if I continue to implement that mindset and answer those questions, everything will be okay. And I can navigate through any situation.
All right, give us those questions again. I think that should be
Yes, yes. Heal, love, live. How can I heal emotionally? How can I love earnestly? And how can I live freely from this situation, this experience? And when I ask myself the love question, that is a fully loaded question because I chose to break it down into three components.
Oh.
How can I not just love earnestly, but how can I receive love? And that means receiving love from my Heavenly Father, receiving love from family and friends, because initially I want to put up these brick walls and disengage. And then how can I continue to love myself? And that was a big one. How do I love myself, embrace who I am, even though I feel like a mess or I'm hurt? How can I continue to receive love, give love, and love myself? Heal, love, live.
I think the love myself is the hardest one. I mean, I work on that continuously, just, but I think we're dishonoring God if we don't love ourselves because we're his creation. And how could we not love his creations? And so, but it's, there's just so many things that cloud our minds to block that.
It's true. And when you think about the many things, there are obstacles that feel overwhelming. And then there are obstacles, they are like these little speed bumps. But nonetheless, yes, on a daily basis, there potentially could always be something that manifests that causes us to want to shrink back and question ourselves, our purpose. And I have come to find that there are so many benefits, as you mentioned, Lois, to embrace. God created you in his image for a reason, for a purpose. And as we often say, for such a time as this, not 50 years ago, not 100 years ago, but for this season and this time, this moment in time, for a reason. And when I reflect on, you know, this different individuals in the Bible, let's just highlight Moses for the sake of example, who clearly diverted and away, you know, from that end result, like, let my people go. He murdered someone, and that in so many ways we could look at and say, oh, there goes your future. Looks like your life is of no good. And you know, clearly for a season he felt the same way because he fled. But I love the most is God is like, yeah, okay, that was probably not ideal, but guess what? It's not over. What I created you to do is still, you know, it's still in existence. It's still a purpose to be fulfilled. Let's get back on track. And so that is what I keep on the forefront of my mind when I do feel like I'm reverting back to the, oh my gosh, life is so, this is crazy. This is tough. Really? I don't know if I want to take another step. And then I remember, no matter what transpires, Shantae, God still has purpose for your life. There's more for you to accomplish. And you giving your yes goes beyond you. You have this opportunity to influence your family, your children, and, you know, strangers, whoever you come in contact with. The choices I make on a daily basis are going to set the tone with how I interact with people. And I've made it my business, Lois, to make a healthy mark in the lives of the people that I come in contact with. And when I miss it, when I drop it, I do that hard thing. I circle back around. I apologize. You know, how do we move forward? What can we do from here? And that's what I strive to do to maintain a healthy balance so I can feel comfortable in my skin and navigate through, you know, the good, the bad, and everything else in between.
So tell me a little bit about your service. Like, what do you provide for? Because I know you do a coaching and you have several different things, I remember, that
yes,
working on. So talk to me about some of those.
I do, and it excites me because I feel as if I have the best of both worlds. I am able to partner with Blue EQ. It's a company that provides emotional intelligence workshops, psychological safety workshops, and coaching. And I love connecting with organizations, individuals, corporations, and helping them lead with emotional intelligence. And that's what I do on the corporate end. In terms of connecting with individuals and groups on the personal development, I am an executive and personal coach, and I do have a few programs. The highlighted programs are EQ Wives, and that's really helping wives show up and be the best wife they can be, and to do that by increasing the emotional intelligence skills and dimensions. I also offer Heal, Love, Live, and that's that coaching program that really encompassed all that I've explained. You know, we often go through those valley low experiences and we're not sure how to get out. Where is the light? I'm in the tunnel. Where's the light? You know, can someone lead and navigate me through this process? And I realize again in my own experience the importance of having someone in your corner, someone who's rooting for you, not judging you for your mistakes, but really walking with you through this process. And that's what the Heal, Love, Live coaching program is all about. I also offer, particularly to, you know, groups, just a variety of positive psychology workshops. Again, my whole life's purpose and mindset is as long as we're here on earth, we might as well enjoy it. And if I can offer products and services that will assist people in becoming better versions of themselves, developing in those undeveloped areas, it's a privilege to be able to connect with them. So again, I have that honor to work with corporate clients through Blue EQ and through EQ Wives and the Heal, Love, Live coaching program where I'm working with individuals.
All right, so two terms stuck out in my head as you were just with it as you were talking. So emotional intelligence and positive psychology. Can you expand on those two terms?
Emotional intelligence, and oh, I light up because for me, it was the missing link to my personal journey. Emotional intelligence gives us the opportunity to learn how to manage our emotions. We realize that emotions are natural, they're normal, not to be suppressed, but we can learn how to manage them in a healthy manner and not feel as if our emotions are always out of whack. Or the term we often hear, I'm on this emotional roller coaster. Well, I can help you get off the emotional roller coaster. But emotional intelligence is, yes, managing your own emotions and positioning yourself where you can help others manage their emotions because it's the emotionally intelligent individual that can come in contact with someone who's not as emotionally intelligent and still maintain the confidence to continue the relationship, navigate through this conversation because they're equipped, they're able to handle it because of their levels of emotional stability. And when it comes to positive psychology, wow, this one is another area that excites me because it helps us understand that even when we're going through difficult moments in life, there is a way for us to embrace a growth mindset and to remain optimistic, to focus and leverage on our strengths. Acknowledge, yes, this is not an ideal situation. I don't like the season I'm in. It's dry, it's slow, it's lonely, it's tough. And under the umbrella of positive psychology, we're saying, okay, we get it. You're absolutely right. That is your truth in this moment. But here's the good news. You don't have to stay there. Let's highlight your strengths and utilize those strengths to catapult you to this next level of greatness. Instead of getting fixated on worst case scenarios, what's the best case scenario? Let's change our perspective, get on that road to recovery and experience the end result that we desire, the result that will benefit you and everyone you come in contact with.
And I think isn't it amazing when you're in God, there's always something best to go to.
Always,
Yeah.
always,
He's got so
always.
many wonderful things planned for us if we would just open our hearts and our minds.
And that's where our hope lies. And that's where, when we don't understand and we can't clearly see what lies ahead, our comfort comes from knowing that we can trust in God, our Heavenly Father, who desires the best for us. And Lois, there are many times where I sit, okay, it's time to go into a meditative state of prayer, where yes, I make my request known, but even beyond that, I am here to listen and to hear the instructions of my Heavenly Father, because His divine direction will always lead me into this bright place of joy, a place of peace. Even if I don't understand, why am I doing this? Okay, I'm going to trust. I trust you, Lord. Hey, He never fails. I look back, He hasn't failed me yet.
And don't you love it though, when like you're in like a storm and you're like thinking, where is He? Where is He? But then you look back at that and you could like really like see the points where He was. Isn't that just awesome?
Yeah, it is. It is awesome. And it reiterates how beautiful it is to develop an intimate relationship with the Lord. I know sometimes people will have this surface level of, they may or may not attend church, they might read their Bible, but not having that deep, intimate relationship, just really spending time with the Lord, I really, you know, it's a disservice, because there are so many benefits. And as you mentioned, when we go through a storm, and sometimes, yeah, we feel like, God, were you there? Like, my gosh. But when we look back and reflect, it's clear, no doubt, He was with me, comforting, guiding, giving me that peace and direction that I needed.
Right. So who is the best person to reach out to you for your service?
I work with women in my personal service and my private practice. The best person to reach out to me would be that woman who is in a space where, you know, she's experiencing a little bit of uncertainty. And it could be in her relationship, in her role as a mom, as a wife. And here's the turning point. It's that woman who desires more, except she's not sure what step to take in order to receive more. In that space where there's perhaps confusion, frustration, or even loneliness, I'm saying, here, come on, let's go. I'm ready to go and join you on this journey. And I'm confident that you will experience the outcome that you desire. Because again, let's circle back to that model, heal, love, live. And let's focus on the final question. How do I live freely? And when I say live freely, I'm talking about you're emotionally free. You're free from those past experiences that you're not fond of. You're free from just this daunting mindset of life is soul, and then we fill in the blanks with so much negativity. But we want to, you know, shift our mindset and experience an abundant life. That's who I connect with, that woman who's ready to make moves.
That's wonderful. All right. Well, I'm going to have your contact information below. And Giant Builders, if you're ready to make that move, you need to contact this lovely lady, because I can just feel God's presence in her. And just, I know that He's going to use her to really make a difference in so many lives. All right. So tell me about your book.
My Lemonade Recipe: Turning Life's Sour Experiences into Something Sweet. It is the book that details my story in a sense of, how do I navigate the aftermath of sexual trauma? How do I navigate being pregnant from sexual trauma? And I don't just stop at, you know, here's my story, here's what happened. I finish off with, now it's your turn. You know, what's your lemonade story? And I ask thought-provoking questions to encourage individuals to work through that difficult process, that difficult experience. And as we alluded to, it was the mindset of how do I heal emotionally, love earnestly, and live freely from this? And remembering what the word tells us, that even those heartbreaking experiences, they can be turned around for our good and for God's glory. And those were the words that I kept in my heart. God, how can you be glorified? And so the book is all about my ingredients, say the good, the bad, and the ugly, all those ingredients, the sour, in addition to the sweet, God's love. I still had a little sweet left in me at that time, even though it was, you know, a crazy season of my life. It was all those ingredients that came together, just allowing God's love to encompass everything that bothered me, that frustrated me, that I didn't understand. And that's how everything, I'll just say, unfolded to me saying, God, thank you, because today I have joy in my heart. Today I have peace in my mind. And that's what the book is about.
All right. So, Giant Builders, we're going to give one of Shantae's books away. So you leave a comment in the social media or below the YouTube, and we'll have a drawing, and we're going to give away one of her books. So thank you. That was very precious.
Thank you.
So any closing thoughts?
I would encourage anyone listening in this place where they feel overwhelmed, I would encourage you to take that pause if you need to, but not for long. Because while you're sitting on the sideline, you can see that as a resting place where you can regroup, get refreshed, but get ready to get back in the game for yourself and for others, because you matter. And there are treasures inside of you. You might not see them yet, but with the proper tools, the proper resources, it's like a bulldozer. We're going to remove all the dirt and the debris so you can shine like the treasure you are.
Oh, kind of like getting the dust cloth out, huh?
Yes.
Well, Shantae, thank you so much. I can just see that God is using you and has such great plans to use you for more people. So thank you for sharing. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me, Lois.
All right, Giant Builders. See you next Tuesday.
Thank you for listening. This has been The Giant Builders with Lois Wyant.